We go now to Rome, where Pope Benedict visits Rome's main synagogue on Sunday. The visit comes at a time of Jewish-Catholic tensions. One of Italy's top rabbis is boycotting that event. NPR's Silvia Pagioli tells us about the long history of troubled relations.
While workers prepare for the Pope's visit, guided tours of the synagogue are still underway.
The first time that the Jews arrive in Rome, we're talking about 161 before Common Era.
Yael Kalo says Jews arrived here long before the birth of Christ.
We have 22 centuries of uninterrupted presence in Rome.
Under papal rule, persecution of Jews alternated with relative calm. Until 1555, when Pope Paul IV ruled they shouldn't prosper alongside Christians. As infidels, he said, God condemned them to eternal servitude. He ordered all Jews in the Rome region be restricted to the 8-acre ghetto. Jews were not allowed to pursue education or practice professions and could leave the ghetto only between sunrise and sunset.
The main occupation for more than 3 centuries for the Jews of Rome was selling used clothes. Shmata, that's the Yiddish word? Okay.
Guide Kalal says Roman Jews were subjected to constant humiliations.
The main reason of the ghetto was not to kill the Jews. The Nazi is going to think about that later. The Pope wanted them to convert to Christianity by letting them live a hard life.
Jews were forced to listen to priests' sermons and at times even forced to convert. The issue of conversion still rankles. A cartoon in an Italian Jewish newspaper shows Benedict crossing the Tiber River on a tightrope, balancing with a pole, the word dialogue at one end, conversion at the other. The paper's editor, Guido Vitale, says these two contradictory aspirations undermine Jewish-Catholic relations.
We heard a variety of Jewish voices, and all agree that dialogue has value only if it's tackled with humility, honesty, and mutual respect, and without the presumption of converting the other.
Several recent moves have upset Jewish-Catholic relations. The revival of an old Latin prayer that calls for Jews' conversion, the lifting of the excommunication of a Holocaust-denying bishop, and Benedict's decision to put his wartime predecessor Pope Pius XII on the track to sainthood. Veteran Vatican analyst Marco Politi says Roman Jews in particular cannot forgive Pius's silence during the Holocaust.
Because during the war, there was a great deportation of Roman Jews, practically directly under the windows of the papal palace. These Jews were kept by the Nazi troops. They stayed 2 days here in Rome, waiting for the train to leave for Auschwitz. And the Pope never spoke. He never said publicly, this has not to happen.
Of the 1,022 Jews rounded up by the Nazis on October 16, 1943, only 16 returned alive. Lisa Palmieri, the American Jewish Committee's liaison to the Vatican, says the Jewish-Catholic dialogue is essential for both sides, and it's crucial that there be no step backward.
It is hoped that the Pope will realize that the Jewish requests regarding Pius XII be honored.
Those requests are that beatification be postponed until the Vatican opens up its archives to independent researchers. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
This is NPR News.